With KOAR News in Little Rock, I'm Renee Goddard. Ambulatory surgery centers are becoming an increasingly popular choice for minor medical procedures like biopsies and knee surgeries. But as Arkansas Public Media's Daniel Breen reports, problems at one such center in Little Rock garnered national attention because if someone dies at a surgery center, the state of Arkansas doesn't have to know about it.
On July 18, 2014, Faye Watkins got a colonoscopy, a fairly routine elective procedure that screens for colon cancer. She went to Canis Endoscopy Center in Little Rock, where its medical director, Dr. Alonzo Williams, performed the procedure. But when she woke up, she wasn't at the clinic. She was down the street at Baptist Health Medical Center. Watkins had stopped breathing almost immediately after her procedure. She was revived, but suffered a brain injury from the lack of oxygen. Like in most colonoscopies, Watkins underwent conscious sedation, a type of anesthesia where you breathe on your own. An August 13th article published in USA Today tells the story of Watkins and two others who got colonoscopies from Dr. Williams at Canis Endoscopy. All three underwent the same procedure within 4 months of each other back in 2014, and all three stopped breathing just after the procedure ended. The two others, Clarence Creggett and Ronald Smith, died from complications due to the anesthesia. Watkins, Creggett, and Smith all had similar medical histories: advanced age, obesity, and in the case of Watkins and Smith, obstructive sleep apnea. Here's Watkins' lawyer, Lamar Porter.
Sleep apnea during somebody's nighttime hours while they're asleep, they can just stop breathing. Well, the odds of a person having apnea after conscious sedation when they have sleep apnea is much increased.
Porter also filed lawsuits on behalf of the families of Creggett and Smith. The suits allege Dr. Williams didn't screen patients properly, and that the way the anesthesia was administered contributed to the complications. Instead of going to court, lawyers for both the patients and the clinic settled all three lawsuits for undisclosed amounts of money. Canis Endoscopy is what's known as an ambulatory surgical center, a clinic that performs same-day, low-risk surgeries with a doctor on staff to supervise nurses and physician's assistants. Nationwide, ambulatory surgical centers outnumber hospitals, though in Arkansas there are 63 centers to 111 hospitals. And Arkansas, along with 16 other states, doesn't require surgical centers to report deaths at their facilities to the state medical board or any other agency. This means death statistics aren't available through open record laws, and officials only know about deaths at surgery centers through complaints and lawsuits. But associations like the Ambulatory Surgery Center Association could change that, says Becky Bennett, chief of health facility services at the state's health department.
There are associations out there that have very strong voices. It would be maybe the Hospital Association or the Association of Ambulatory Surgery Centers. We take their opinions into consideration when we're writing rules. So it's not just us sitting behind a desk, oh, let's write this rule. We gather a lot of information to be able to write those rules.
Bennett says mandatory death reporting would likely only come about if the state legislature or a special interest group brought it to the Department of Health. Following the incidents at Canis Endoscopy, it's unclear if any practices changed. Porter says that information isn't available to the public.
Nobody knows whether, in fact, they're going through these quality assurance proceedings to try and keep something from happening. But you wonder, when you have three events like this that were so close in time, why right after the first event some big light didn't go off over somebody's head and there be an immediate investigation.
Bennett says her office only handles complaints about the medical facility. Complaints against a doctor go to the state medical board. Dr. Williams' file with the medical board has 13 complaints against him, stretching as far back as the early 90s. Some complaints later became lawsuits, but in all 13 cases, the medical board took no disciplinary action against Williams. Arkansas Public Media reached out to Dr. Williams and Arkansas Diagnostic Center, the clinic owned by Williams where Canis Endoscopy is housed. A spokesperson for the center said she had no comments on the USA Today story or for this report. Subsequent emails to Arkansas Diagnostic Center were ignored. The association representing surgery centers publicly disputed the USA Today report, saying it didn't include the number of safely completed procedures at surgery centers. But without credible numbers on deaths and injuries from procedures done at ambulatory surgery centers, there's no way to know whether the incidents at Canis Endoscopy are part of a larger problem or not. In Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com. And from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.